Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ben, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey.
Welcome, my friend.
Yeah, it's overwhelming to, mainly, I want to get this out of the point, it's overwhelming to finally talk to you, because for decades people have been telling me I was too volatile and paranoid, because I've been telling them about all this stuff, except the pedophile stuff. I didn't have your connections, but about the we're all slaves and China's evil and how everything's propaganda against the white man, and everybody thought I was, I'm talking about all the way back to the 90s, and everybody was just telling me I was crazy.
Well, what they do is they brand freedom and guns and private property as the white man, and then communism is the black man. And they go, the black man's good, the white man's bad, but it has nothing to do with white men and black men. It's all branding. Does that make sure? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's been, I mean, even in commercials, you know, the white man's always an idiot, and I was always showing people how, you know, always shows people like abusing white men and women hitting them, and just it was just always just
sure. It goes back to Married with Children. Every white man on TV is an idiot.
And then several years ago, I heard you for the first time, and I realized I'm not the only person that sees this. You know, I thought I was like cursed with this sight to be able to see this stuff, because I was always depressed and angry. You know, and then I saw you, and I was like, wow, this guy gets it. And then I realized you had other listeners, and I'm not alone. And I'm trying not to lose it talking to you, even. You know what I mean?
No, I understand, brother. To be told you're evil because of what color you are is BS. And what they've done to black people, they're doing to us now. It's the same damn group doing it. That's why we have to transcend it. Even though we're faced with a lot of racist black people, we have to realize they've been manipulated just like other people. We've got to transcend it, but still protect ourselves. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I realized I was being used, you know, even by trying to make things racial when I was younger. And then I realized they were using me. You know what I mean? Just like they use black people.
Brother, I mean, listen, look, there's not any black people that have been attacked. Let's not exaggerate. 75 times by white people, I have. But I actually enjoyed it. I mean, I grew up with black folks trying to kill me, and I learned how to fight really good. I mean, in fact, people ask how Alex Jones did all this. I owe this to black races beating the living shit out of me. I started hospitalizing a lot of black people, and they pretty soon started, you know, appreciating me. But and I love those folks. I love the ones even I put in comas. But I beat up the big rednecks. They wanted to line up and see who's big badass was. But I literally owe who I am because I got that taste of war in Dallas that they've taken away. And I'm not into violence. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But I'm just saying I wouldn't be who I was if I wasn't put in the hospital and broken legs and broken arms and subdermal hematomas and stabbed and everything else I did. I really want to thank black people for what they did to me. I'm serious. That's why victimology is a load of crap. I got the best education you could ever get, and I thank Jesus for what happened to me.
Yeah, the main reason I called is to say that, you know, everybody keeps talking about 2024. Is Trump going to run? Is General Flynn going to run? Is DeSantis going to run, our great governor here in Florida? But we don't have till 2024, man. I mean, we got to do something, you know. Something's got to be done. I mean, we got to, like, meet in the middle in March or something, because the way it's going, we ain't going to make it. I mean, 2024 is a pipe dream, man, to think we're going to make it at the rate we're going.
Well, it's all to bring down America, and when they're done, they're going to have the whites turn on the blacks. They're setting the blacks up. They're persecuting whites worldwide, so when they really start exterminating the third world, we go, well, you know, they collapse the third world, use them against us, and then they want us to join them, and they want us to join in killing everybody. I mean, they're going to kill us in the end, too. So God doesn't want us to kill the black people. I can tell you the Holy Spirit does not want that. So you can get into race war. You can do whatever, any angle you want. God doesn't like that. And so that's where I'm at. I'm going with God. But that doesn't mean if somebody starts trying to kill me, I'm going to bash their brains out. I don't care if they're white or black. Try to kill me, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to die trying. Be right back in 60 seconds for more phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the great patriot Larry Pinky's coming up next segment. But as promised, we're going to your phone calls right now. We live in an incredible time. It was said by Winston Churchill and so many others that so many men are actually made by the time that they live in and what they decide to do during that time. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls here in the order that they have been received. Let's talk to Josh in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Love you. Go ahead.
Alex, love you too, man. You're a legend. I just wanted to say a few different things. I got some notes in front of me for you. First of all, I love that you keep on getting all these other podcasts and shows. I think that really helps your message, especially get to the age bracket that I'm in, or the millennial generation. But the main thing I wanted to talk about was this Derek Chauvin case and the outcome.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Also related, the main thing I've been thinking about is this energy network that you've mentioned before that kind of all humans interact with. It's almost like a, maybe like dark energy or something along those lines that interacts with our thoughts and our personalities.
Well, there's definitely a psychic internet where we're all interfacing at a dimensional level that affects the electrochemical in the third dimension. It's been proven, it's documented. And that's what the globalists want to control. They don't want us knowing about it, because once you know about it, then it becomes obvious. Because if we get caught up in what they're doing to us, that's only the relay information. You got to ask yourselves, why are they doing it? What's their goal? And then transcend them wanting to kill each other, because what color we are, and realize, why do they want that? Because they want to kill us all. Does that make sense?
Fine. You know, one of my questions is, how much do you think that these global elitists that are particularly compromised have been able to corrupt this network in order to kind of coerce us as individuals into this groupthink, specifically, you know, around the peer pressure and the mob rule that definitely played it.
Definitely like they know all this and they use it, but they're limited in that they just use massive messages of coding to try to get us to behaviorally change that affect the spiritual. They're not even connected to the spiritual. They know about it, but they're like a machine. They're not able to interface with it. And in fact, you see what they do. A lot of it doesn't make sense because it's not human in origin from my studies.
Okay, that definitely makes more sense. Well, do you think that this network in the age of the internet that we live in right now has definitely played a more pivotal role in that, you know, I find myself interacting and finding and encountering people online where I probably would have never had that opportunity.
No, no, listen, the evil's attempt to make us all kill each other because we'll call our skin is going to backfire. They're the losers. That's why they're trying to do all this. And yeah, so as negative as stuff gets, this is a very positive moment for us to transcend it and come together. And just be honest about it, not be victims, and to realize that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. I appreciate your call. And again, I say don't be a victim because you get into, I'm a victim, so I'm part of a group, protect me. No, you got to stand up for yourself and demand your rights and your freedoms. And then all humans have rights, all humans have freedoms, and we don't start talking about what group we're in and some group leads us, and then we've got a leader that, you know, comes and like feeds us like we're cows in a field or, you know, monkeys in a cage or whatever you want to call it. We're not. We build the future. All right, let's take more calls here. Let's go ahead. Who's up next? That would be Brian in Massachusetts. Brian, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Hey, so down here in Mass, I actually live in New Hampshire. I work in Massachusetts. But driving around Massachusetts is awful. It's an awful place to be. It's an awful thing to see. I mainly wanted to talk about the churches themselves from what I see down here. And you're not exactly...
You know what I'd say about Connecticut and Massachusetts and L.A.? Is it has a feeling of emptiness. It's like there's nothing there. There's no spirit. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Everybody down here that you either talk to, I mean, I talk to all the people wearing masks. Everyone is an absolute... you know, controlled. I don't really know what word to use for them to be nice, but I mean,
they have a name for it. It's called slaves.
Yeah, there you go. But well, let's say the slave churches. Then you're not exaggerating when you say they're trying to make Black Lives Matter and this whole deal into a legitimate religion. Every single church down here that I've seen in Massachusetts flies a Black Lives Matter flag. And a LGBTQ flag. There's no American flag.
Yeah, that means we've conquered black people and we've conquered sexual reproduction. Like, what does Black Lives Matter say? Don't have a man in the house, no nuclear family, and black men should have their genitals cut off. You know, that's what the bad guy. I'm like, oh, they literally want to sterilize men. I mean, think about that. It's obvious.
It's every single man down there, but if you go to Massachusetts, I'll say 90% of the men you talk to are absolute cucks. They're beta male. They're bent over. They're wearing 2-3 masks. I ask them, hey, you're standing alone in the park over there walking your dog. Why are you wearing a mask? And the first thing they do is either cuss at you or they virtue signal at you and tell you that they're saving the community. And you're a horrible.
Well, that's because they've gotten in line with the system and they're going to submit. Once you fall like a domino, or like a dead tree in the forest, that's all you do. You're down. And so they'll do anything. And so the point is just move forward. God bless you, brother. Incredibly sad story. Let's go ahead and take another call before Larry Pinkney joins us. Let's talk to Tom in New York. Go ahead, Tom.
How's it going, Alex?
Welcome, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, you hear me?
You're a little bit of a muddy call, but go ahead.
Sorry about that. Big fan. I just saw the Rock and Rest at Vitamin D3, huge help. I want to talk about what's going on in Brooklyn. Crazy. I live in Bayridge, Brooklyn. It's a,
you better talk right into your telephone.
I live in Bayridge, Brooklyn. It's an Irish, Norwegian, Italian, German area. It's like the last Republican stronghold in Brooklyn. So what they're doing is they're sending people from Park Slope, other places in Brooklyn, to come in and try and take Bay Ridge over and make it a liberal town. Also, what they're doing is they're shutting down restaurants. They're shutting down all the restaurants, and they're letting illegal immigrants sell products in the street, which is crazy to me.
Elaborate on that.
All right. They're shutting down bars, restaurants, et cetera. They're making them close at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., et cetera. And when you walk up one of the big areas like 86th Street, you see Mexican immigrants. You see Chinese immigrants, people who can't speak English.
And let's be clear, the established businesses are not essential, but the big corporate businesses are, and then they let them set up markets. We're not against the poor Mexicans, but the point is they've been brought in and authorized to do this, but you're not. It's all selectively enforced, which is pure economic warfare. You should shoot video of it, brother. We should get your number. We should give you my producer's number. You should show us that. Will you go shoot video of this for us?
Yes, I will. Exactly. Walmart's open. All the big businesses are open. Yeah, definitely. I actually live 2 miles from Chinatown, and you should see Chinatown. Chinatown's like a third world country. There's a million Chinese people on the street, just selling stuff in the street. No one speaks a word of English, and all the stores are shut down at 6 p.m. It's crazy. It's insane. It's insane.
And we've got curfews all over the world. We're being taught to live under martial law. It's not coming. It's here. Listen, Tom, we'll get your name and number, but just don't wait. ShowtipsInfoWars.com. Shoot video, upload it, show what's happening. Don't try to overdo it. Don't try to be fancy. Don't, you know, wish you could do a better job. Just do it. Action, to use a Chinese proverb, is key. The journey of 1,000 miles starts a single step. All right. A founding member of the Black Panther Party, not to be confused with the new Black Panther Party, is joining us, Larry Pink. We really appreciate him. Can't wait to get his take on the state of affairs.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're humans. We're able to see our environment and know what's happening, not just react to it. They're trying to cause racial and cultural division between men and women, between black and white, between old and young. While the country literally has its power plant shut down, while our borders are destroyed, while Satanism is openly promoted and pedophilia. And Larry Pinkney just learned today he had his Twitter banned. We were going to link to his Twitter, and oh, look, it's banned because he was promoting unity in this country. He's a founding member of the Black Panther Party, the real one, not the black KKK version is today. And just like the KKK, the new one's funded by the feds, the people calling for real unity are put in jail. And so Larry Pinkney joins us for the next 45 minutes. I really appreciate him coming on with us. He's a very humble guy. He's also a very smart individual. Always asks, how do we support you? How do we? He doesn't care about that. He just takes care of his family, and he's a soldier for humanity and a brother. And watching all this go down, watching all this happen, I want to give him the floor here to break down what he thinks is happening and get his take on, I've heard his own words, on this trap that's being set and what America needs to do to counter this, what we need to do to counter it. Larry, great to have you on, my friend.
Well, Alex, first and foremost, let me say that it's always, and I repeat, always a delight and an honor to join you, to join InfoWars, to join my brothers and sisters of all colors at InfoWars. And let me just make that very clear, perfectly clear. So thank you. All kudos to you, to the crew. Love to your audience, or to our audience, really, and to your families. Take good care. Now, getting on with what you had said, what is happening today clearly is an attempt to divide and destroy this republic. I'm going to say that again. It is a very, very sustained attempt to divide and to destroy this republic. Make no mistake about that. Okay? We, and Alex, I heard you say this in your introduction, that if we are cognizant, if we are aware of what is going on, and we know what is going on, this division, okay, then we can effectively and successfully combat it. We don't have to be, quote, victims. We are humans, as you said, and humans have the capacity to both reason, to think, to reason, okay? It reminds me of this biblical passage that says, come, let us reason together. Well, obviously, we cannot reason with neoliberal fascists, okay? We cannot even try to reason with them. But we can reason with our fellow brothers and sisters of all color. Please, I implore everyone to remember that this struggle is a struggle for ourselves individually and for our families and for our republic collectively. We've got to stand up. We have got to educate one another, back one another, support one another. And if we have disagreements, which we surely will have, do it, as Brother Malcolm said, in the closet. Don't do it out there publicly so the mass media can take advantage of that and sow seeds of disunity. Okay? We're not robots. I heard the gentleman calling from, I believe he said it was Massachusetts or New Hampshire. And, you know, the point is we are not robots. They want us to be robots, mentally first and foremost. We are not, and we shall not. We shall not bend. We will grow stronger.
I think the enemy's launching all this because they're weak, not because they're strong. It's so transparent. It's so ridiculous. Watching all this unfold, where do you think it's going?
I think it's going to a point, believe it or not, that's really going to be in favor of humanity. You see, obviously, what the globalists are attempting to do is to show their quote-unquote strength. But the reality is they are paper tigers. We used to use that expression back in the day. They are paper tigers, okay? Because once enough people become aware of the game, of the end game, of the game plan, then they are like, what's that expression? The emperor has no clothes, okay? And this is why you have people such as Joe Biden, okay, who eulogized a former Ku Klux Klan leader and recruiter, Robert Byrd, him, and had the unmitigated audacity to tell black Americans, quote, you ain't, quote unquote, black if you don't vote for me. Now, how more racist and fascist can you possibly be?
He really is claiming that he owns the identity of black people. It's very insulting.
It's insulting, it's degrading, but it's also causing, it's meant to cause disunity. It's meant to, and it's disgusting. And we cannot allow
that. A black person said it would be insulting. He's a white dude with a racist history saying, I define who you are. It's incredible.
I won't even let a black person define who I am. All right? I define who I am. We all individually and collectively define who we are. So, you know, I keep reminding people of who Biden and his henchmen really, really are.
Well, keep going. You've got the floor here. What are you going to cover when we come back? Spend a few minutes now on just where we are, what you think we should do.
Okay. Well, let me just try to lay the foundation. What I'd like to discuss when we get back is examples of unity. I would like to discuss some of the things that we could and should and will be doing and are doing. The media is not going to cover that. We have to cover that. And so that's where I want to go from here, Alex. But I will go wherever you take the ship.
Oh, no, sir, we've got you here. I know you knew Malcolm X. You were in the middle of all the original stuff, and you saw it. What a learning process. Your knowledge is just incredible. And your wisdom is amazing. And I just feel so sorry for everybody buying into this division because a lot of folks are rejecting it. A lot of good things are happening. Like you said, there's also a lot of people, both black and white, that are becoming serious racist. And now the globalists are about to have their divide and conquer they want. It makes me sick.
You're right. You're right. But, you know, you've heard that expression, you know, that a lot of jazz singers use. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. And the fat lady ain't nowhere near singing, all right? The people will unite. We are uniting. And, you know, they can throw up the divide and conquer thing all they want. But, as I said, they are paper tigers.
No, I agree. And history shows evil's always ahead up front. And it's already starting to get its ass kicked. Evil's always ahead up front. We'll be right back. Larry Pinkney. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working in the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stories you wouldn't even believe. But I know who Larry Pitney is. I actually have read books, done research to know all the amazing things he did decades ago. Political prisoner put in prison for exposing the FBI corruption. Now that same FBI trying to put me in jail, running COINTELPRO on me. But that's okay, because that's where you are when you're doing the right thing for humanity. I expect to get flack over the target. Do I blame every FBI agent? No. Do I blame every white person for white supremacists? Do I blame every black person for black crazy people? No. But that's where we are. We better be honest about the big picture, get the 35,000-foot view, and rise above it. Because if we don't, we're going to be down on the ground dealing with this nightmare. Larry Pinkney, please continue with what you wanted to get into about the big picture, how to counter this, where it's going, because you've got a lot of knowledge. Disgorge it on us right now, my brother.
Well, thank you again, my brother Alex. Now, let me, you know, as you were speaking, I thought of a song that a few years ago I used to listen to quite a lot. The name of the song is Back to Living Again. Back to Living Again. It's by the late, great Curtis Mayfield. A lot of folks may not know who he was, but this was in his last album, or CD, you can tell my age, I still say album, where he had this and many other songs, but Back to Living Again. And essentially what the song is saying, and what Curtis was saying, is that, look, we have got to get back to the fundamentals. And notice, I thought it was quite ironic that the title of the album or CD was New World Order, huh? And he breaks it down in various cuts. And when I say cuts, I mean various songs, okay? And this is not simply for black Americans or black people. I'm sick of this. This was for all of us. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. All right? Citizens of this republic. So I'm urging us all to remember the power of the positive. I repeat, the power of the positive. Let's get back to living again. Let's not let these globalists control us mentally or physically. But, you know, the best way to control people is to, or I say the best way, I don't like that term, I'll say the most effective way to control people is to what? Control their minds. Control how they think. Make sure that they really don't critically think. Make sure that they're robots. To be robotic. And I say, like Curtis says, back to living again. Okay, whenever life takes, you know, that I don't know, I'm going to take my truth and I'm going to grow. All right? And I'm just paraphrasing. But, you know, all of us.
He's saying, I've been attacked, but I'm not a victim. I grow.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You see, this victim mentality is nothing more than a deliberate slave mentality.
Oh, I'm a slave. I can't do nothing. I'm a slave. I got to depend on Big Brother.
That's insane. And it's unacceptable. You're not a slave. You don't want to depend on Big Brother.
And that's why they're trying to suppress us, because they know we got the power.
And as we used to say back in the day, in the original Black Panther Party, not this so-called new Black Panther nonsense, but in the original party formed in Oakland, California in 1966, we said all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, okay, our people, all right, so I get a little passionate about it, I guess. I can't help it.
Let me ask this question. What do you make when it's the opposite of Martin Luther King's common sense and truth, when they literally say white people are inherently evil? Obviously, that's meant to create racial division and make white people become racist. I know white people who were never racist are becoming racist, and I explain to them, I go, this is a plan to make us kill each other. You know that, right? I mean, this is so damn obvious, and it makes me so mad at Apple and Google funding all this while they run slave camps in China.
Exactly. And it's all a game, a huge, huge, terrible, bloody game. Okay. Of course it would make white people angry. Of course. Why? Because the pigmentation of their skin determines their destiny. Excuse me. That is insane on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a part of a plan. If you keep pounding people and pushing people, okay, I'm not saying that there is no racism in this country, of course, but it's not just in this country, and it's not just on one side. It is in many countries all over the world, by the way, including Communist China. All right? I find it absolutely amazing that, you know, people are talking about COVID this, COVID that. All right, COVID is real. It's a real virus. And where was that virus released from? Hello? It was released from and by Communist China. All right? They'll say, well,
the most racist country in the world on record.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. So I'm not anti-Chinese, but I am anti-tyranny. I am anti the propaganda that we get that passes for so-called news. It's not news. It's propaganda. And there's a big, big difference. So I think all of us need to grow the freak up, stand up, and understand. Once we understand, there's very little they can do.
I agree. How do we respond to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's race baiting? How do we respond to Cuomo on CNN saying we need white people to die, clearly trying to create racial division? That's so obviously a divide and conquer. How do we respond to that type of evil?
I respond by saying, oh, so now you're Joseph Stalin, huh? Now you're Benito Mussolini, huh? Now you're, okay, we need to call them out for what they are. Just like I called Joe Biden out with his racist nonsense about you ain't black if you don't vote for me. That's racist! That's brutally, mockingly, brutally.
Mello, we now know you were banned on Twitter for that. So as American, as a human, who just so happens to have brown skin, as a black man, you're not allowed to tell Biden he doesn't own you.
Exactly. Why? Because I'm supposed to be, and you too, we're supposed to be his slaves. His slaves!
Exactly.
I'm not exaggerating. Because a slave continues to be a slave if his or her mind is controlled. Oh my God. So sickening to see this man. He's disgusting.
It is over the top to say to somebody, you don't have your identity unless I say so. That's a cult. He says, you don't exist unless you do what I say. That's Jim Jones crap.
It's Jim Jones. It's also real master-slave relation. Real. And as far as Kamala Harris is concerned, who is she? Where did she come from? Huh? You know, I do know that her formative years were spent in Canada. Not the United States, but in Canada. That's where her formative years were spent. But let's get beyond that. You know, she's like a chameleon. Today she's black, tomorrow she's East Indian. You know, whatever. Whatever serves their purpose of divide and conquer. So, you know, Kamala Harris is a sick joke. She hurt more black people, and specifically black family, in California when she was a prosecutor than at any other time.
Well, that's a question I've got, because even liberals admit she was the most vicious prosecutor probably in modern U.S. history. It's my people. Why does she have such a hard-on against black people in 20 seconds?
Well, she may call herself black, but she's a creature. She's a globalist. She wants power. 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 Nothing else.
And blacks were a disadvantaged group she could put in private prisons. We'll be right back with Larry Pinkney straight ahead to lay out the path to human victory. Together, defeating the globalists. We'll be right back. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Assault is here. All over the world, they're just doing human-animal cloning, division, slave camps all over Africa, all over China. Wars are breaking out everywhere. Evil is taking over. But there's going to be good rising against that. Really positive things are happening as well, because that's how the paradox works. I mean, Newtonian physics did not invent physics. It was just noticing laws of the universe, and for every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. So, Larry Pinkney, I really respect you because I know the great work you did and what you tried to do and how you tried to empower people together and how you got targeted under COINTELPRO and all the rest of it. And you know, you're 50, 60 years of fighting against tyranny and being censored and attacked for it. You're a voice people need to hear, a voice people need to know. I was talking to Darren McGreen, who I know you're friends with for over 10 years. Maybe we should pray you guys do a weekly podcast or something at Bandai Video because your voice needs to be heard on the latest topics, but I'm intrigued. Say whatever it is you wanted to get to, but I also wanted to ask you, you say a very positive time, and I agree in my spirit, my gut, it's a lot smarter than my brain. It says, hey, things are good, Alex. Don't get depressed, because I do get depressed and upset. Things are going to work out. So any other points you want to make? We got one segment left, but also why you're saying things are positive in the midst of such problems.
Well, I'm saying things are positive in the midst of these challenges, if you will, because if they weren't positive, we would not be having these challenges, all right? And you might say, well, what the heck does that mean? What it means is, obviously, the globalists, the elitists, the real genuine racists, okay, the real fascists are pushing their program because, look, brother, they not only hate us, and by us I mean humanity, they fear us. And once we understand that, we realize that we are the ones who have the power. We the people. That's our constitution.
That's right. They want to teach us we have power fighting with each other what color we are. Our power is coming together. If the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary.
That's that's my point. You said it far better than I did.
Well, no, that's a famous meme. No one knows who said it, brother. I didn't say it. It's what you just said organically. Put it back up there. Put it back up there.
Well,
guys.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct.
Keep going, brother.
Wow. Well, let me just say this. You know, I don't consider myself deeply necessarily religious. I do consider myself spiritual. And one of the quotes from the Bible, and I want to just throw this out. I read many books, including the Bible, all right? But one of the quotes that I love so much is in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26, okay? And it says that faith, and we should have faith, but it says that faith without work
is dead.
Is dead. All right? Let our faith, plural, let it be living. Let it be living. Let it be a living faith. Don't give a rat's petunia what the globalists tried to do. Our faith is alive and it is living.
That's right. Stop giving them all the power. We need to move.
That's right. You said it. That's right. We need to move. We are the modus and the modi for change, for bringing getting our republic back. Like Curtis Mayfield said, back to living again. And you know what? That's what we are going to do. And we're not going to let these sick, demented, despicable, okay, globalists and their neoliberal fascists, because that's what they are. They are neoliberal fascists, all right? We're not going to let them stop them. We shall not bend. We shall not. You are my brother, and I have millions of other brothers and sisters of all colors out there. And I say again, all power to the people.
That's right. Well, what's beautiful about this is I know you, whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever. If you love God and humanity, you're empowered, you're well-spoken, you got energy, everybody likes us. And then you look at these globalists, they're so unhappy, they're so alone, they're slaves to evil. Like, I feel sorry for them. Like, why don't they know what we know? What happened to them, Larry? Because we can have no money, but we're rich in spirit. They don't have any of this.
They're miserable. They're miserable creatures. They have lost their humanity. I call them soulless. They are soulless. They have lost their soul. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I know they are soulless.
They ain't got it. You got it.
We are not.
I got it. And we're not arrogant about it. We're praise God for it. But exactly, they hate us because we still got soul.
That's right. That's right. And let's remember that. Let's stop letting these people disempower us with all their insanity. Because the insanity is a part of the game plan. Don't be bamboozled, as Brother Malcolm said. Don't be bamboozled. It's a part of the game plan to control and to manipulate us.
What would Malcolm X say today? If Malcolm X was alive today, what would he say?
Oh, my God. I was saying to another person just a few days ago, I said, please don't take this wrong, but I'm so glad that Malcolm did not have to see this. For that matter, I'm so glad my own father, who I love dearly, who was a U.S. Army veteran, Korean War vet, all right? But I'm glad that he didn't have to see this sick insanity. They hate everything that they cannot control. But you know what?
Well, that's it. They just want control, period. People say, what's the motive? Control. And if that means making us a zombie, they're going to do it.
That's right. It's power. Not people power. It's globalist power. It's how can I take over you, manipulate you, your family, your you know, there was a thing that Richard Pryor did one time, and he said, the judge said to Richard, it was kind of funny and kind of sad at the same time. The judge said, boy, he said, you, I'm going to take everything from you. You got any dreams? I'm going to take them too. Okay. You know, and that's exactly what the globalists are saying.
They're dream stealers.
I'm going to take them too, but we're not going to let them take it.
We've got to create art. We've got to interface. We've got to love each other. We've got to get past being concerned like, oh, you're racist because you're white, so I'm going to growl to the left. No, you transcend it. Or I'm racist because I'm black. Somebody with the left said, no, I'm going to transcend that and expose the whole thing. Stop being intimidated. Stop letting them tell you you're dirty and bad, because the devil is the accuser. He tells you you're bad so you don't follow your impetus with God so he can run things.
That's right. And that's, I mean, it's simple. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or physicist to figure that out. Use our common sense. God love, just our common sense.
What God already gave us. All right, well, they took you off Twitter. So on Skype, we're going to give that out, but you've been spending on Twitter. BlackActivistWG.org, BlackActivistWG.org. Everybody should interview you. I appreciate you. I know you're busy. And Larry Pitney, we love you, my friend. God bless you.
I love you, too, and I love all the people supporting InfoWars. All power to the people.
And listen, I know you're busy, but if you'll do a weekly show with McBreen, commercial-free, millions will watch it, my friend.
Well, Darren and I will talk about it. You know I love Darren. He's my brother.
Absolutely. All right, God bless you. Yeah, folks, these are frustrating times, and they're painful times. And it's all a setup. Just if you pull back and see what's going on, you're going to be able to overcome it. But it is truly, truly disgusting. We got Papert. Tom Papert's going to take over in the fourth hour. And I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. I got a lot to do to fund this operation. And I'm not bitching, but I don't love money. Money means like fuel in my gas tank. And I can go pay for gas and get in my car real quick, and it's not a problem. It takes me 5 minutes. Squirreling around trying to get money to fund this operation drives me freaking nuts. It is the least happy part of my life. And I'm going to be squirreling around for 5 hours after I get on air to fund this operation so we can keep fighting. So please do me a favor. Please go buy products you already need for you and your family. My God, you need the highest quality vitamin D3. We've got it. You need the highest quality vitamin B12. We got it. You need our Prostaguard with the saw palmetto and all the vitamins. It's good for men and women, but it's mainly a men's product. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. And I get very excited about how much of this Endgame we're selling. But the average video is selling for like $4 a piece. Almost everybody's doing the buy 10 for $3.95 a piece, which is fine. Buy one for $14.95. But this is the film that exposes it all. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're selling it right down there close to cost. So I hope you get it. I hope you make copies of it. I hope you share it. I hope you get it out. InfoWarsStore.com. And, again, I'm going to be working hard for you, ladies and gentlemen, as hard as I can. You better believe that. But I'm telling you, you need Prostaguard. You need Alba Power. You need Winter Sun. You need our liquid turmeric formula. The body's been sold out for 6 months, so we can't get supplied because of the lockdowns and everything. That's sold. But this is another great liquid formula. InfoWarsStore.com. And that helps fund the revolution against tyranny. All right. Fourth hour. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Again.